It was good to be out on the field with the guys. Got a lot of work to do, a lot to catch up on. That's to be expected. Long ways to go before I can help and contribute to the football team. But I'm excited about being on the practice field with my teammates.
Are you looking forward to Sunday? Are you going to sit there and say, I don't know yet?
Well, any competitor is always looking forward to the opportunity to compete. So obviously I'm excited about the game on Sunday. Excited about this week, the opportunity to prepare to play in a football game. So something to look forward to is motivation that I haven't had in the past few weeks. So I'm excited about it.
How realistic has it been? Is Sunday for
you? You know, it just depends on the coaches' evaluations of my performance out on the practice field. You know, what they deem, you know, whether I can help the team or not, whether they decide to make the decision. It's totally in their hands. I feel great. Body feels good. I'm healthy. So we'll have to see about that.
Bradshaw says that he misses his running partner and actually has an imaginary one named Edward. So how do you feel about leaving your running partner?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I think, I don't know if I misheard you. I thought you said you're a long ways away from being able to contribute.
I feel like so far it's just not, you know, technique and just getting in the flow of things. I've got a lot of catching up to do, a long ways before I'll be able to contribute to, you know, in my eyes. That's how I see it. So
were you farther back than you thought you'd be when you got back on the practice field?
You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously there was, you know, there was some rust to be expected. You know, that's just, you know, I haven't played football in 8 months, you know, since the Super Bowl. So, I mean, this is a highly competitive game. This is football at the highest level. So that's to be expected.
How difficult has it been to watch?
It's been tough. It's been tough, but I've been trying to keep a positive outlook about it, positive attitude, help my teammates any way that I can, help the young guys come along. They're doing a really good job in there, so it's exciting, you know, for me to finally be back and to be able to play. So I'm looking forward to that.
You didn't break any TVs or anything like that?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
If you have a long ways to go, I mean, do you think it is possible to get to a point by Friday where you feel like you could play this week? Or?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, there's still an opportunity. Opportunity there. We've got two more install days and, you know, a few more days before the, you know, for prep before the game. So we've got some time in that regard, you know, so we're just going to see how the week goes. And I'm sure a decision will be made between now and Sunday.
When you see the defense put up the kind of performance it did last Sunday, does it almost take a little pressure off of you? Like, I don't have to come back this week.
Well, even if you know, they had a great performance on Sunday, no question about it. You know, what I do is just, you know, in addition to or supplement, you know, to what the rest of the guys on the defense do. You know, we all complement each other with our talents and our abilities. So when you've got everybody in the fold, when you've got everybody able to participate, can make for something really, really special. And I think you saw glimpses of what we can do on Sunday. This past Sunday, and I think we're just going to continue to improve.
When you come back to practice and you're still working your way back in, I mean, do you not start with the first group, or do you kind of work from the bottom, or do you go right in with the first group?
Everybody's on the first group on our defensive line. That's how we roll. I mean, everybody can compete. Everybody's a starter. So, you know, you get in where you fit in and you work.